You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
We're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How can you not be romantic about football, man?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bench with Benetta podcast. Week 12 over. Dead. Done. Week 13. Oh, hi. Hello. You're looking cute. Guys, we're in week 13. Graver, can you make the time stop? Because I feel like we literally just started this season. Okay, your hopes for the Titans were through the roof. Now they were just beaten by the Bengals, who had no Ja'Marr Chase, no Joe Mixon, no anybody.
Yeah.
The perfect response.
Yeah, it was a tough week for the Titans. They got out physicaled, which doesn't happen very often. The Bengals are for real. You'll get into that in a second. But it's crazy. It's like fantasy football playoffs are right around the corner, which is, you know, I don't know.
Oh, I'm done. There was a 2 week stretch in London that I couldn't figure out how to like log on to my fantasy. I'm getting chirped left, right, and center because I just gave up at that point. My lineups, I've set them maybe three times. Hey, if you were thinking about inviting me into your fantasy league next year, don't let that sway you. Okay, I'm usually a ton of fun.
You sound like an easy like win on the schedule.
Hey, no.
If you're not setting your lineup,
okay, baby. Let's get to our numero uno guest. He is my Aaron Rodgers to Pat McAfee. He is my Josh Allen to Kyle Brandt. He is Kyle Brandt, and he joins the Benched with Benetta podcast. Take it away. Okay, KB, we're practically in December. Okay, we have arrived. It is the end of the year, and I feel like, you know, this is the point in time. We were just talking about this. This is the point in time that you start to kind of like hit a wall, all right? If you're on this side of the field, but when you're on the field, it's kind of the opposite. You gotta get going, baby. But I feel like there's something that we start to figure out at this point in the year. And you guys were talking about this on GMFB this morning.
Yep.
There's some fakers. In this league. There are some teams with some wins that maybe they didn't deserve it. Maybe there's some teams that we think is good that's actually bad. Maybe there's some teams that we think is bad that's actually good. So I've got a list of things that I want you to tell me if they're overhyped, if they are just not that great, and then maybe it's vice versa. Maybe there's something in there that you like that not a lot of people do, okay?
Okay, sure. Yeah, let's go.
Let's start it off. You guys were talking about this team this morning, the Bengals. They beat the Titans 20-16. You know what's great, and I'm sure you guys have this a lot, when you get the like meme alert when you become a meme, like you have all of these like Bengals fans that have screenshots of like, oh, yep. Kyle Brandt picked the Titans on Friday. I was on the other side of that today, baby. I was on the other side of that. I had the Bengals going into the weekend. But what do you think about the Bengals? Are they the real deal? Are they overrated? Or are they fakers?
No, they're real now. They were big time fakers as recently as 24 hours ago because they had 6 wins, but they were all against crappy teams. And their only win team that they beat was the Dolphins when Tua had to leave the game. So it kind of didn't really count. So like in the college football world and college basketball, you know, it's about quality wins. We don't really have that in the NFL, but they didn't really have quality wins. And they go to Tennessee, they beat the Titans, they get the quality win. And I think like the other teams are pissed that they won. I if you're Kansas City or Buffalo or anybody, you're like,
or the Ravens.
I don't want to deal with the Bengals. Like, just, I don't want you to be our problem. Just lose and go away and go back to being the Bengals. And they just won't. And I respect that.
I agree with you. And they were down Jamar Chase and Joe Mixon. Like, once this team is healthy, and this always, it's just like typical Bengals. They get healthy down the stretch and then they become like really scary. I'm so glad I'm not a fan of any team in the AFC North anymore. Okay. Checking a bag on an airplane, OBJ. He had some issues. We still don't really know what happened at this point. He got off the plane. His bags landed in Los Angeles. I know a lot of people are anti-checking, but I'm for it. Okay. If I don't have to carry around my crap, I have a suitcase with one broken wheel and I refuse to get a new one. I'm ditching that sucker. Okay. I'm fine with chilling out when I get off the plane. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I might get a cup of coffee. I'm totally in on checking a bag. What do you think?
Let me tell you something. I could go to Nepal for 12 months and I'm bringing a backpack only. Like, I'm not checking a bag at knife point, at missile point. Bleep happens when you check the bag. It always gets messed up. Have you ever been to the LAX baggage department? It's the 7th ring of hell. You don't ever want to go there. I'd rather pack one pair of underwear for a 6-week vacation and put it in the overhead bin. I check a bag ever. Oh yeah. Oh, and not only that, because you know, I've been married for 12 years. Brooke understands, honey, you ain't checking a bag. We're going. She's like, but we're going skiing. We're going to go to Switzerland for 2 weeks. I don't care. Stuff in it. And then I'm like, I'll gladly give you my carry-on bag. We're not standing there at the airport waiting for your thing because it's never on the carousel. It's my least favorite thing. I'm never checking a bag, ever. Check yourself.
You also have kids. So I would imagine, like, if I ever travel with my dog and I have to do a check bag and I'm like waiting around at the end, that gets a little bit frustrating. When I was in Russia for like a year, we all passed around little like Tide packets and everyone was doing their laundry the bathtub, like just so nasty. And I like was hanging my clothes to dry all throughout I think I've lost a bag one time and they paid me for it and they delivered it to my front door. So you're cashing in if that happens. Like, I think people, this is way too blown up. I think that
did you lie about a bunch of stuff that was in your bag? You're like, yeah, I had all my diamonds in there and my 12 laptops.
You know me. I'm a diamond girl. Okay. Up next, Jets winning with Mike White. Lots of people saying, okay, screw Zach Wilson. Forget about this. What do you think about the Jets? Man.
I think it's Mike White week. And that's very fun for people here in New York. And it's very exciting. And don't get me wrong. I respect the Mike White hive and it's vibrant. And I'm just like, guys, you know this is not going to end well, don't you? Like, I hate to be the buzzkill, but listen, they played the Bears. Good for him. He beat the Bears. They're going to the Vikings. They're going to the Bills. The last time Mike White played the Bills, he threw 4 interceptions. No one wants to hear it, though, Banana. No one wants to hear anything negative about Mike White or any idea that maybe I'm a little skeptical that this is going to have the staying power. They found their guy, Zach Wilson, and his dimples and his blue eyes. It sucks. And Mike White, this working class dude from Western Kentucky, is going to win them 5 Super Bowls. I'm like, dude, come on. Give me 2 weeks at least. They're calling him the king of New York. Like, he's Derek Jeter here. It's unbelievable.
He was signing autographs to small children before the game even happened yesterday.
I know.
I will say this conversation got heated on the game day morning set. People just have some really strong feelings. But listen, Zach Wilson coming back, this could be a beautiful like Hallmark movie story around Christmas. Okay. He has to earn the respect back from his locker room. Who knows how he's going to do it? We know how he got the respect in the first, but it's the beginning of the season. Okay. Christmas Vacation, the movie. Everyone watches it around this time of year. They're getting ready for Christmas. Christmas Vacation, overrated. What do you think?
Is your house on fire, Clark? No, Aunt Bethany, those are Christmas lights. Benetta, I watch it every single Christmas Eve only. I won't watch it on the 23rd. I won't watch it on December 1st. I watch it, and it, like, the opening credits are incredible. Every scene is incredible. There's many mysteries about it, not the least of which why the grandparents show up like on December 3rd to stay there for the entire month of December. But I'm a massive, massive Christmas Vacation fan, and I will only watch it on Christmas Eve, no other time of the year. So I'm way in on that.
Dude, I totally agree with you. I met somebody the other day that had never watched it before. And I watched it. You know, when you like watch a movie so many times, you kind of like, okay, it's on. I'm not really paying attention to it. Last year, I feel like I watched it and really paid attention to it as an adult. And it wasn't just on to be on. Yeah. It is still hitting.
I know.
The jokes are hilarious. Chevy Chase, all the acting. It's amazing. I am with you. Okay. Jordan Love. A lot of people, same with Mike White. They're like, Jordan Love, this is the savior. Bye, Aaron Rodgers. Somebody asked Aaron Rodgers if he was going to play again this season. He's just like, yeah. Like, what is going on? What do you think about this situation?
I'm apoplectic about this situation. The idea that they would just say, yeah, give the keys to Jordan Love. Let him take over. No. Like, he hit a couple passes. Good for him. He should. He's a first-round draft pick who's been sitting around for 3 years. And the one that really got everybody excited was the touchdown to Watson, which was just like a basic throw from Love, in which Watson then hit the Jets and like Bo Jackson down the sideline and like padded the stats and made it look good. So no, like, what I love about this is that we're at the Bears this week, where Aaron Rodgers is an owner. Just ask him. And then we're in a big, fat, juicy bye week before we play the terrible Rams. So, like, they're not out of it mathematically. And until they are, there'll come a time for Jordan Love. It is not now. And I hate that we're rushing to give it to them in that time. Mm-hmm.
I know Aaron Rodgers is a little bit tricky and a little bit different, but like, you know, we're just kind of starting to learn about this like fracture that he has in his thumb that he's been apparently dealing with since like week five. Like, I think that people were so quick Thursday Night Football. He threw a bunch of terrible passes. People were so quick to be like, oh, Aaron Rodgers is done. Like, let's just forget about it. I think is overrated. People hopping off so quickly, like, stick with your dudes, stick with your team. Okay. And finally, the last one, waiting in line for Cyber Monday or Black Friday, Boxing Day, any of those things. Waiting in line for a toaster that is on sale.
Toaster, no. But on this past Friday, I went to the Radio City Christmas Spectacular starring the Rockettes and a Radio City Music Hall with my mom and my wife and my two kids. And it was a wonderful Christmas day or Christmas season celebration. And then I'm ready to go home. And Brooke, my wife, said, oh, no, we promised the kids we're going to go to the Lego store and we're going to go to the American Girl doll store in Manhattan. So we approached the Lego store, Rachel, from like a couple blocks away. And I see that there's a line that is about three blocks long. And I say, turn to my son. I'm like, oh, it's all right, bud. You know, we'll come next week. And Brooke's like, what do you mean? Let's just get in the line. Like, Brooke is like line girl. Like, she lives in line. She could go, if we go to Space Mountain, it's a 4-hour wait. She's like, this will be part of the fun. I like it. I can't do it. I'm either a jerk, an elitist, or like some sort of like a prick that can't just wait in lines. And we waited in that Lego line and I was full bah humbug the whole time. It was rough.
Wow, mom of the year. Were the kids like, mom, let's get out of here. Like, I don't need a Lego. Like, this is not worth it. But they were.
No, they needed the Lego. And then you get to go in and pay $180 for some Star Wars crap. I wanted to go be like, Rachel, like, how much do I have to grease the bouncer at the Lego store to get us to jump the line? Because I'll do it. Like, I'll give me scalp tickets. Is there a back exit? Like, I don't want to wait. Where's the VIP tour? I'm such a softie at this point. And then we'd rent it back again at American Girl doll, which is its own house of horrors. And the dolls don't blink. And it's just, it's all terrifying. And I'm just like, get me home to my whiskey. And eventually we did.
Yeah. two crisp ones in your hand. Hello, sir. Lego sir. I don't know if you know me. I'm Kyle Brand of GMFB.
I did it with a handshake.
That sounds awful. I also feel like with these sales and stuff like that, like, you end up just purchasing way more. It's like going to Target. Like, you go to Target for one thing and then you end up buying way more than you. It's all a ruse. They know what they're doing. Speaking of Cyber Monday, Black Friday, all of these things. I am offering you a deal of a lifetime right now.
Katie. What do you got?
We're going into week 13. That is a real sentence that I just said is insane to me, but we're getting close. We're getting there. Okay. And I am going to offer you the opportunity. I went back into the vault this morning and I went to go take a peek at what your Super Bowl pick was heading into this season. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Bills 38. Okay. Sounds good. Packers 20. Yeah. And in this whole You know, you went on TV, you took another bite of the chicken wing. You said, I'm saving this chicken wing like it's a wedding cake and I'm going to eat it after the Super Bowl when this is correct. I'm giving you the opportunity, okay, for the low, low price of your pride to take this back and change your Super Bowl pick. Are you going to do it?
Of course I'm going to do it, but I'm only going to change half of it. I'm changing the NFC. You know why, Rachel? Because I still have that wing and I saved it for real. And it is in a freezer that's like in the next room over from where I'm sitting. I have it because I'm thinking of the long play like you would. I'm like, it's actually a really cool segment if I come out and eat the same wing and you can even look on camera and see that it's the same wing. I got it in the freezer, like in the next room. I'll break it out when next time we talk. If the Bills get there, I will break it out. So I'm going to keep the Bills. I'm fine. I'm not worried about the Bills. But obviously, that's why I'm like, oh, don't give it to Jordan Love. We need the Packers to get to the Super Bowl still. I'm going to change out the Packers, and I'm not going for the Eagles. I think it's going to be the Buffalo Bills versus San Francisco 49ers. And I'm just so in on the Niners. And they're so fearless, and they're so tough, and they're so badass and experienced and handsome. And they just got it all going. I love the Niners. Niners, Bills right now.
I am the exact same. That's my pick as well. No, I love the confidence level. I can't even remember who it was, but who was just calling D-Hop steroid boy of the 49ers?
Yeah,
that
D-back.
I can't remember who it was, but like, just like, I don't care. I'm going to call one of the most famous players in the NFL steroid boy. Like, just absolutely wild.
It was Charvarius Ward hit him with steroid boy after the win. Woo! And like, you just don't see that anymore. It's like something someone would say in the 80s and like, they don't care.
After they stomped on him too, just stomped on their heart. I'm so with you. The 49ers, since Christian McCaffrey joined that, what was it at the Warriors game? All of them going up to meet Jimmy G. Yeah. I would be right in line, baby.
Oh my God, I would.
Okay.
So hot.
Baby, same time, same place. You will bring the chicken wing next week. Thank you for your time as always. Yeah. You are the best, my man.
It's my pleasure. I'm building this DIY hot tub behind my house. So I got to get to work and it's tough. But it's God's work.
Okay. Listen, I will try and build this actual hot tub. That's a real story. I'm going to build it this week and I will bring receipts next week. And if I build it, I'm not going to bring it up and I'm going to hope you forgot about it. I'll see you next week,
Katie. Hot tub picks and I'll bring the chicken wing. It's a date. See you later. Bye, Rachel. See ya.
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, because we were talking about it before we even started recording, I am physically with my hands building a hot tub. If you follow me on social media, you might remember that I built a sauna like a year and a half ago. If you don't, this all I'm sure is sounding absolutely insane, but I'm gonna take some pics. Okay. We're going to follow along on this journey. And let's hope and pray to God that it doesn't fall apart. So come back next week. Okay, coming up on the pod, we are previewing Thursday Night Football, Patriots, Bills, baby. And then the best and the worst thing that I saw all week. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Look at your neighbor and say, secure the bag.
Okay, Thursday Night Football. Woo! I'm very excited about this one. We got Bills at Patriots Thursday, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video. The Bills are favored by 4.5, maybe 5 at this point. It was 4.5 when I looked. I'm going to take the Bills here, but this could be an interesting situation. Let me take you back to 2021. I don't know if you guys remember this, but Bill Belichick went full, like, beautiful mind. Remember, it was like a really, I think the weather was wind. I looked back today. There was like a little bit of snow on the ground, but I think the weather was wind. It was really wacky. Mac Jones threw the ball 3 times. Legitimately, he was 2 of 3. Okay. The Bills, they kind of figured it out in the second game. And then the end of the year, the wild card game, they won 47-17. But with Bill Belichick at home, when he once upon a time went beautiful mind on the Bills and shut them down. I can't remember. I don't have the score up for some reason, but it was like 16-10 or something crazy. I'm going Bills, but I could see this going the other way around. Also, the Bills, I feel like, have kind of shown that they are human. Like, they bled their own blood the last 4 games. They lost to the Jets. Okay. Then they lost to the Vikings. They barely beat the Browns, and then they barely beat my Lions on Thanksgiving. That was crazy.
Your Lions.
So I feel it. Like my I'm taking ownership now.
Good.
I don't know if you saw this though, Graver, but Josh Allen on the sidelines when they won that game was literally saying, "Thank God, thank God," because we almost lost to the Lions on Thanksgiving. I don't know. I feel like they've looked a little human lately. What do you think? What are you taking here?
I agree. They have looked a little human lately, and I wonder how much Josh Allen's elbow injury has to do with it. It was a 14-10 was the final of that first meeting last year. And then the Bills came back and won 33-21. And then, yes, they put up 47 in the playoff game.
47.
In those last 2 games, the last game of the regular season and the playoff game, the Bills didn't punt. They had 1 turnover on downs. That was their only non-scoring drive that wasn't like the end of the half or the end of the game. So I don't know if the Bills figured something out there that is like specific to the Patriots defense, if the 2022 Patriots are going to have something else figured out that the 2021 Patriots weren't doing, but I just feel like you can't pick against the Bills given how dominant they were against the Patriots in those last 2 meetings, right?
Oh, for sure. That wild card game specifically, the very last meeting, 47-17 is a very big statement win, but then also, I don't know. The NFL is NFLing right now. There were so many weird games, so many upset wins this weekend that I just, you know, it's wonky. We're coming towards the end of the year, you know, week 13. We've seen weirder things happen. So I'm going Bills. I'm not getting crazy here, but I'm just saying I could see Bill Belichick pulling out something at home.
It is in New England. That's right. So that's a big deal.
That's what I'm saying. Who knows what the weather is going to be doing as well. The weather could be weathering just like that first game in 2021. Okay, coming up after the break, we were talking best and worst things that we saw all week, including like a naked mascot. What was up with that?
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court 1-on-1 tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
The best.
Okay, here are some of the best things that I saw out of week 12, starting with, okay, for those of you that are listening, I'm going to have to describe this, and I'm just going to apologize in advance. Okay, the Jags mascot. This can't be like regular outfit. I've never seen this before. The Jags mascot stripped, okay, and he is wearing what I would describe, it's a Speedo with an American flag on it, and he's painted his entire body yellow. And I think he's trying to distract people from kicking field goals, but he's it's giving Borat, you know, like that onesie situation. And listen, if you haven't seen this, just Google it or don't, but I would consider this being one of the greater things that I have seen in quite some time, actually. Another thing that I saw, I love this, you guys. 2-1 Mike McDaniel. It's just like a love fest right now. This is what he said. Having someone that first off believes in you makes all the difference. Having someone that calls me randomly, just telling me how much I mean to him and the things that he's trying to accomplish and we're trying to accomplish as a team. It's cool. Relationship goals. Forget about team. Forget about him being your boss. This is just like relationship goals. I just called to say I appreciate you and we're going to win the Super Bowl. It's a beautiful thing. I remember when we watched that weird FaceTime on the private jet between Tua and Mike McDaniel at the beginning of the season. It was hella awkward and it was weird. Knowing that this is a regular occurrence that happens like weekly, I'm obsessed with it. I love it. I love these two together, and I specifically love Mike McDaniel as my favorite coach in the NFL besides Dan Campbell. Okay, and then also the DeAndre Hopkins catch. That, okay, forget Googling the Jags mascot. This catch is absolutely bonkers city. It was not for him. I think Kyler Murray said we were effed schematically. I think he was throwing it to somebody else. D-Hop snags it one-handed out of the air. It is amazing.
Yeah, he was throwing to somebody else. The Chargers defender. What is he doing?
Yeah. Just begging to be picked off there. The Cardinals are in woo rough shape. I might have to watch the in-season Hard Knocks this week just to get the reaction from that. And then the worst thing that I saw, this is all over the news. OBJ got kicked off of a plane. We still don't really know what the hell happened, but he had some interesting tweets. Okay, we started hearing like stirs of him getting kicked off a plane. I go to his Twitter, see if he said anything. Oh, he did. He said, "Never in my life have I experienced what just happened to me. I've seen it all." And then another tweet, "Never, period, in, period, my, period, life, period." And then another one, he said, "I could never make this up." And then another one, "Comedy hour." I don't know. When you're tweeting that much, that tells me you did something wrong. I think you're trying to like cover your tracks here. But what we know so far is that he was maybe in and out of consciousness. He'd get kicked off the plane with apparently no, like he didn't get arrested. There was no, arguments. I read an interview with somebody that was on the plane in like economy, and he said that they didn't even hear anything in first class. Like there was no yelling. Apparently he wouldn't wear a seatbelt and he was in and out of consciousness, and they thought it was like a medical emergency. So we are going to see what happened. He was flying from Miami to LA. Like I said, with the interview with KB, his luggage went, and hopefully he got it back. I'm really interested to see how that unfolds, but weird times.
Yeah.
And is that going to affect where he's going once we do find out?
What was he going to LA for? Interesting.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he has a house here. He just played here.
That's true.
Los Angeles.
And he's been taking tours.
Yeah, you're right. Do you think that he has? Right. He is. This is like the week of meetings. He's got meetings with the Bills, the Giants, the Cowboys. If I were OBJ and that's the caliber of team that he is meeting with, do you think he's really going to meet with the Rams right now, who he's already won a Super Bowl with? There's no chance that they are coming back alive this year.
No.
I think that would be very odd.
I do too. Maybe the Chargers. No, I don't think so, but hey, maybe. No reports or anything. It's just, it would be fun, I think. I don't know.
I'm very interested to see how this unfolds the rest of the week. Okay, that is it. That is all, guys. We are going to be opening the DMs next week. We are going to get your thoughts and feelings and chaos and yelling and screaming into this show. So make sure you are following us on all of the platforms. NFL Plus is here, BT Dubs, which means no matter where you are, this is how you football. Go to plus.nfl.com and sign up now. And don't forget to subscribe to our show. We are going to be back on Friday previewing the weekend, week 13 of games. And then you heard him, Kyle Brandt, back here on Tuesday with his frozen chicken wing. So if there's any reason to return to the show, it's that. Have a great week. We love ya. See you later.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.